lot of fucking people playing games, like having a problem with something going on.
I don't know what this is, but I want to open it.
He did what? You did what?
A strength bonus.
Depends on the moment.
Yeah, he's kind of a bear.
It kind of depends on the moment that you catch him.
Yeah,
I always get looked at like a bear. I feel like a piece of meat in Long Beach when I walk around in the gay area.
The gay area?
Like during
the gay area.
Basically all of Long Beach during at this point.
Yeah, during the gay pride festival, we'd walk to Vaughn's because we can't drive anywhere.
Yeah. Because everything's, all the roads are blocked off.
I felt eye-raped the whole time. I was like, where's Anita Sarkeesian to defend me? Where the fuck is she?
Dude, you felt eye-raped. What about the time I wore a kilt at the Metal Fest in Vegas?
Oh, boy.
Dude, that lady came up and straight out molested me.
The amount of people
of
that wanted to peep.
She ran up. I shouldn't say that. She zombied up because she was fucking wasted. This like middle-aged blonde chick.
Wickedy wasted even.
Super wasted. She was gone. I heard steps and I turned and I saw her, and it was like one of those horror movies with the zombies, you know, where you don't know there's zombies yet. And she's like, is something wrong? What's wrong with her? And she just starts. Oh, and then she sees me, and then she goes. Then she starts zombying over to me.
She shuffled her ass over.
She shuffled over to me. And then she just fucking grabs me, dude. Like I was being attacked. Like, you know, she grabbed me, you know, like in the games where one person gets subdued and everybody else has to attack the person that's subduing them so that they can break them free.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it was like. She put her arms like this, and then she looks up at me because I'm tall, and she goes, can I look up your skirt?
I would have been like, lady, you thought all the fucking snakes left Ireland. Guess what?
There wasn't any time, because literally after that, she lets go of me, and then she goes, oh, is this your wife? And then she goes in to do the same thing to Heather, but she turns around so fast with her hands up like this, and she's holding her beer, and that lady was just like the look on her face, and Heather was like she had like, she had a few seconds to calculate what was going on, and the lady was like, I think she's gonna hit me, and then she just fucking left.
To be fair to drunk lady, that was actually a really good assessment on her part, being that drunk.
Yeah. Because
Heather was probably 2 seconds from decking that bitch.
If it lasted any longer, she would have taken her out.
I would have looked at Heather and go, you didn't defend my honor.
Well, she did. She scared her off without doing anything.
But the damage was done, Sam.
Yeah.
The damage was done.
It's true. That was a mix, because
yeah, I can't go out in public no more.
Wearing a kilt what was that one called in Vegas?
Las Rages.
There were a lot of big bands, and namely, we really wanted to see Breaking Benjamin.
Yeah.
And Coheed was cool. I wanted to see Coheed.
Yeah.
Killswitch
Mastodon was
Mastodon
amazing.
Was good.
Oh, Nickelback.
God damn it.
As a funny side note, though, one of the times I went to go get some whiskey, because of
some
course
whiskey.
I spent
this
both
fucker
nights
would
blasting.
Come back with a fifth of fucking Jameson every time he came back from the tent. That I was like, Jesus Christ, dude.
Well, because I did the smart thing, which is that I tried to go to the same person every time, and I tipped him super fucking
and they
high.
Were pouring hard.
Oh, dude, so they were pouring super hard.
Okay.
But the point was, hold on.
Everybody was pouring hard, so the people that he were tipping great were like giving us half a fucking bottle of Jameson.
It's true, but the point was, hilariously, one of the times that I went up to go get some whiskey, they had the tip cup over there, and then scrawled on the tip cup was, like, you know, drop a couple bucks in so we can keep Nickelback from being here next year.
Dude, Nickelback, the singer for Nickelback is having beef with one of the
Kroger.
People from Slipknot.
Corey Taylor.
Chad. No, fuck you. Corey Taylor is Slipknot.
No, the guy from Nickelback is having beef with
Taylor. Okay. God damn. I was about to kick your ass. I thought you were going to say that Corey Taylor.
Look who you're talking to. I know who Corey Taylor is.
I know, but fuck you. And like that transition was horrible.
The Iron Sheik was tweeting at the guy. He's like, shut
break
the fuck
back
up,
and make
jabroni.
Yeah, Corey Taylor made some mention of how fucking awful Nickelback is. And that guy came back and said, well, Stone Sour is boring. They're just trying to be like us, but they're not as good.
Except they're better.
And Slipknot just relies on cheap theatrics because their music is terrible.
Actually, their music is the most metal.
So Corey Taylor came back and basically said, I don't know what the fuck he's smoking in Chad Kroeger world, but I think I want some because he's deluded as fuck.
Yeah, because I feel like Slipknot is the
metalist
of all metal.
It's like the asshole from Creed thinking he's great.
With ass wide open.
Like, oh my God.
Oh, that was in there for a while. A few years. Waiting for that opening.
Yeah.
Been just sitting on it. Since the inception of the podcast, you've been sitting on that one.
Waiting for someone
waiting
to,
for the opportune moment.
To give me a Scott Stapp opening. Where the hell's what open?
With that.
Yeah. I gotta get the ancestral...
Speaking of fairies.
The ancestral kilt remade.
Yeah, we need do you have a kilt, Devin?
Like,
I do not.
You have a kilt, right?
I have an old one, and that was in high school, dude. That shit's not gonna fucking fit on me no more.
Yours might. Mine might fit you.
I gotta get a new one.
I think mine will fit you.
And we gotta go to the Highland Games in Long Beach.
Yeah, I'm gonna do some caber toss, dude. I think when we do the photo shoot, we should. I might wear my kilt. You should wear a kilt. So maybe you just wear mine.
Either that. You gotta do it fucking authentic Scottish, not wearing any underwear. You gotta let the shit fly.
I would have been in so much trouble if I wasn't wearing underwear at that concert.
You gotta do it, dude. If you're gonna wear a kilt, you have to do
it. Someone would trip on my dick.
You can still tape that up. That doesn't count as underwear.
I was like, I'll wrap it.
You can get a boner and people can hide underneath it for shade.
I'll wrap it around like a belt.
There you go.
Keep the kilt up. But speaking of which, I need an actual belt for my kilt. The chain that I have is not a belt. It's to hold the pouch. Mm-hmm. I need an actual belt. But anyways.
With ass wide open!